Hello and welcome to Stories from the Bunker, the weekly podcast where we look at the weird and the wonderful, the strange and the supernatural. Joining me, Robin, today are Martin. Hello, Martin.
Hello. How are things?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. We're freshly back from recording our latest In Plain Sight episode.
Yeah, no, we've been on location exploring the dark depths of
X. Yeah, exactly.
Or light depths, you know.
Yes. Yeah,
not necessarily dark.
Might not be dark.
I mean, we posted it on Twitter, didn't we? Someone thought that we were perhaps in Southeast Asia. Actually, we're still here in the UK. That's a spoiler, but not too much in the way. So enjoyed that and good. Yeah.
And along with us, Martin and Robin, is Alex.
Hi there, Robin. How's it going?
Fine, thank you. I like what you're wearing today.
Well, I mean, you like what I'm wearing. I like what you're both wearing, which is conspiracies merchandise. We didn't plan that.
We didn't
plug
plan that at all.
At
no,
all.
That was no, that spontaneous.
It's totally natural.
genuinely, I didn't.
No, we didn't.
But I think you looked at me wearing it and thought, well, best had. Whereas you're just letting the side down, Alex.
I've still got mine at home.
Wearing a shirt with a little bird on it.
I'm using it as a pajama top at the moment. My conspiracies t-shirt.
Really? That's what I've been demoted to. Terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that a bird with a hat on it?
It's a pheasant with a hat on, with a top hat.
Mental. Yeah. Mental.
That's quite cool.
Yeah.
But as always, Alex will be hosting a quiz.
He doesn't always host.
I realised that was wrong phrase. but as always, we'll be having a quiz at the end of today's episode, which Alex will be hosting.
I am, and it's themed this week.
Ooh.
And I think both of you will be able to guess the theme, hopefully pretty quickly.
Scotland and Ireland.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Definitely not.
But before we get into the quiz, we'll be discussing some very interesting stories from the recent news. Martin, you'll be looking at...
I'll be looking at, well, it sounds weird, child werewolves, but something that went wrong in Spain where a drug was given wrongly to some children and they started getting werewolf-like symptoms.
Wow.
So we'll have a quick look into that.
That's quite scary.
Yeah.
And before then, I'll kick us off by looking at potentially history's first space crime.
Oh, okay. Ooh,
yeah, I know, it's exciting. It's one of those things that I never thought about until it happened and I'm like... Yeah, of course, it was going to happen eventually.
I'm interested. So, I almost want to ask questions before you even said anything.
A break and entry into the ISS. Is that it?
That would be impressive. Space
that
heist.
Would be, yeah.
Oh, no, well, just give
actually, it. Actually, let's have guesses. What do you think?
I already know what it is.
A murder.
Oh. A murder. That would be quite serious.
I did read the story.
Potentially a space crime. Murder.
Was it torrenting something?
It was a long
I mean, no,
crime.
But it's actually that's kind of in the right ballpark, I guess, in a way. I don't know.
I'll let you tell the story now.
I'll give you the basics, then we can talk about it. So on Friday, the 23rd of August, 2019, the New York Times reported that NASA's Office of the Inspector General was investigating one of their astronauts who's just returned from the International Space Station. Her name is Anne McLean. And she's been accused by her estranged spouse, called Summer Warden, of signing into Warden's personal bank account from the ISS without permission, basically hacking into it. Although it sounds like the easiest hack ever because it's using the password. That
hack is there.
Yeah, it's not really a hack, yeah. So it's interesting because it's the first incident of this kind in outer space, and it's the first real test of the... laws governing the ISS.
Interesting. Yeah. I wonder why she would need to hack into their bank account when she's up in space. Like, surely you've got bigger fish to fry at that point.
I'm surprised she got a signal, to be honest. What, like, was she using Wi-Fi?
They must have.
Must have,
ISS,
it, yeah. Right? Which answers another big question I've always had. Do they have Wi-Fi in space?
Mm.
The answer apparently is yes.
Yeah, satellite TV. They're quite close.
Yeah. I guess it goes both ways. The signal goes out and down towards the Earth. And let me give you a bit of background on that, Anne McLean. So she is thought to be on the shortlist to become the first woman to set foot on the moon.
Not anymore.
Yeah,
well, that might be affected by this. And she married Summer Warden in 2014. And together they've been raising Miss Warden's son together. But they split up in 2018, which is just a year ago. And apparently, this is not the first time that she's accessed Warden's account since they split up. And in her defense, Anne McLean says that she did access Warden's account, but she had only done it to make sure that there was enough money to provide for their son.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, now I feel bad. But
so she denies any wrongdoing, but I mean, I don't know what you think.
It still does.
It's not. Yeah. It's not her son.
It's not for you to do either.
Yeah. No. It's Ms. Warden's son, and yeah, they split up. So should she be accessing the account?
No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes it.
That's it. Okay. I mean, what a bad way to then potentially not be allowed to go to the moon.
I know.
Because you've accessed someone's bank account.
Also, stupid. Yeah, what a lame first ever space crime, you know?
Yeah.
It is, but yeah, a bit underwhelming, isn't it?
A bit underwhelming,
yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
It's not like a moment like in Armageddon where he whips out a gun on an asteroid.
So this was looked into by who?
So it was reported as a crime to the police by Summer Warden. And now NASA's Office of the Inspector General is investigating.
Okay. What the hell are they doing the rest of the time? First ever space crime. They're just like, we'll just, you know.
I admit, I didn't bother to look up what they normally do, yeah.
Like waiting for something to happen.
Yeah, it's like the Office of the Inspector General is literally an office with the Inspector General just sitting there like
yep.
Picks up the phone. Any space crime today?
Just there's something to do. Yeah, I mean, what to think of this? And we could go into the crime itself and look at that, but I think the interesting bit's about the fact that it happened in space.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, what do you think applies here in terms of the legality of committing this?
Jurisdiction.
Yeah.
Where was she, like, over at the time? Where was the ISS?
So that's one way of potentially resolving it.
No chance.
Is it in the airspace of a certain country? Would you do it that way?
She was over international waters at the time.
I reckon she got extradited from space back to her home.
That's a good point. Do we have an extradition treaty with space? I hadn't thought about that because it just so happens that this is happening now because she ended her shift, I guess, is her tour on the ISS in June, I think, and came back to Earth. After a 6-month stay on the ISS.
And the crime happened earlier in the year?
Yes.
What did you say, March, was it?
I didn't actually say the date. I don't think it's been given. Okay. That detail has not been given. But it was why she was on the ISS earlier this year.
Yeah.
So I guess it's happening now because she came back to Earth in June. So she's being investigated now on Earth. But it makes you wonder if she hadn't come back down, what would have happened?
If she was like,
I'm not going back.
Yeah, I'm not coming back. Imagine that if everyone mutineered on the space station. I mean, I guess that we would just stop sending up supplies.
Yeah.
You can come down, like, if you want.
Laying siege to yourself, isn't it?
Yeah. So I guess that's what would happen.
Yeah.
I think you did make a good point, though, about her having bigger fish to fry. You'd still be thinking, okay, people in space still have relationships with people on Earth.
Yeah.
They still care about them, of course, even if it's their ex-partner. But you think, like, that relationship appears to be over.
Mm.
You're in space. Like, this is like the pinnacle of what you've been wanting to do probably for your whole life.
Yeah.
And yet you're checking someone's bank account details. So it just seems a bit kind of like petty and stupid.
I might be weird here for thinking this, but isn't this just amazing? Isn't this great? Like normal things that happen in society, like crime being carried out. We're now living in a time where that's just happening in space.
Technology advancements.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's, I mean, someone's just committing bank hacking. What's the crime here?
It's fraud.
Is it fraud?
I don't know what she's being charged with, actually.
Hacking into an account.
I think that's the thing. She's being,
she hasn't done anything fraudulent.
Illegally accessing an account. Yeah. But I don't think that's actually,
They haven't revealed
what the actual charge is. Yeah.
People are in space just doing mundane things like that.
It's a testament to the internet age and the space age, I guess.
At the same time, she was seeing if Bebo still exists. Yeah. Just going back and
just checking her old school RuneScape account.
Yeah.
Think about it. When they built the ISS, back in the 90s, there were only so many crimes you could possibly commit in space, right? It would have to be murder, assault, or something like that. You couldn't commit bank fraud. You couldn't commit theft in space.
It's interesting.
Physical assault.
Yeah, have to be something of that nature.
But it does seem interesting that they didn't have some kind of contingency for a crime being committed in space.
Ah.
Do you reckon? Or maybe they did. But it seems to me like it's a little bit up in the air now as to what's going to be done about it. Which you think, if a crime's committed in space, this is the process, the due process that takes place.
The ISS was constructed on the basis of the Intergovernmental Agreement, which allows space station partner states to extend their national jurisdiction into outer space. But interestingly, what it means is the elements that they provide to the ISS are assimilated to their territories.
So these partner states,
yeah,
USA, Russia, India, UK, France, maybe.
Yeah, I can read them out to you, actually. There's 14 of them.
That means that astronauts not from these countries would fall under the jurisdiction of a country that wasn't their own.
This is what it sounds like, and I think this is part of the debate, and possibly the results of NASA's own investigation are going to be crucial to deciding what happens.
This lady, was she American?
She's American, yeah. She works for NASA. She's on the ISS, and the International Space Station Intergovernmental Agreement, signed on the 29th of January 1998, was agreed by the United States, Canada, Japan, the Russian Federation, Belgium, Denmark, France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, Spain, Sweden, and Switzerland, who are members of the European Space Agency.
Yeah.
Because you get that, like, when there's problematic diplomatic relations happening on Earth, like if tensions are heightened between the US and Russia, you get those stories where, like, the Russian astronaut on the ISS had to stay in his Russian bit and didn't not like leave and go out into the rest of the space station. That must be so lonely if you're in that situation. Where it's like you see all the other, because when it's there's only like 15 or so like people up there, You must get to know each other and become friends.
Yeah, there's actual relations.
Sorry, I've got to be over there because my country's on.
Sorry, Mum said I have to go.
Yeah.
No,
but this
Mum
is...
Mum being Putin.
I think in this case...
the face you're like...
Yeah, don't know what to say to that. Yeah.
So apparently she used a computer on the ISS to do this.
Computer?
As you'd expect, not like a phone or anything.
Okay.
But the computer was provided by NASA. So
this is why
NASA's investigating. Yeah, so they know she did it. But she's not denying it, to be fair. No. She's saying she was just doing a regular check to make sure that the sun was catered for, although obviously it was someone else's account, which is a bit dodgy.
Her ex-partner, well, I don't know how she got in, but she must have given her some of the details, or at least
she literally used the password.
Okay.
Which, and this is why
she'd have to know the
I think unless we find out it was done with a malicious intent, I kind of hope she still gets to go to the moon and this doesn't affect her, because if you break up with somebody, you still care for your child. You want to make sure they're provided for. And if they haven't changed the password to their account, then they're kind of being a bit dumb.
They're being dumb, but at the same time, it's like, you could have asked her, how are you doing for money? Is my child okay?
If you've just broken up, would you trust them to actually answer you honestly?
But I think it's the same. It doesn't matter. It's not the person. It's almost like victim blaming, isn't it? You're blaming the person who got hacked for not changing their password for actually. Yeah, I mean, they should, but also... It's not their fault they got hacked, really.
I mean, I'll definitely let the law decide what happens. But I'm kind of like, I'm kind of sympathetic, unless we find out there's something else going on and she's just saying she was checking it and actually she was trying to steal money or something. That'd be terrible.
I mean, this is what I don't understand. This the other person in this, how did they know that she had accessed the account? Unless, you know how when you sign into, Google and it's like, it's been a new device has signed in from this location.
Yeah. Maybe she has that. Yeah.
I mean, from the ISS.
Yeah,
a thousand miles away.
There are banks in Britain that don't do that kind of thing. So maybe they do in America. I don't know. Hopefully,
Oh man,
the IP address is.
Whoa, I don't know. Yeah,
0000, right? They must have got internet access, right? Yeah, that's really strange. But NASA has commented that Lieutenant Colonel Anne McLean has an accomplished military career, flew combat missions in Iraq, and is one of NASA's top astronauts. She did a great job on her most recent NASA mission aboard the International Space Station. Like with all NASA employees, NASA does not comment on personal or personnel matters.
Nice.
It's quite witty. That's quite witty, isn't it? Yeah.
From that, she's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The way they say that.
They're quite favourable towards her, aren't they? Yeah.
She's done so much. And
We've paid millions in training.
that's true.
There's no way logging into someone's bank is going to stop using her, so to speak.
Because even though Trump has said he increased NASA's funding, NASA's constantly in the battle to maintain its funding, right? So
I think she'll be all right.
But do you think that's going to be like a cover-up? Do you think NASA would cover it up?
Not cover it up, but they'll be like a disciplinary hearing. Right. Yeah, she's been fined.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though. You say this is the first crime that's ever happened in space, but there was obviously that time a while ago on the ISS where there was a hole poked into it or something, or people
potential
thought
sabotage,
it had been drilled in, potential sabotage, which I'm guessing that's illegal. Sabotaging the ISS.
Although it's, again, but under the international agreement, the part of the spaceship that had the hole in it was the Russian part, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So the Russians would have to say it was a crime.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
So is a crime only a crime when you say it's a crime?
No. Because that means only reported crimes would be crimes.
But we're still saying an unreported crime is a crime. But if the Russian government is saying that drilling that hole wasn't a crime, because it was their bit of the space station,
then that's who decides,
and therefore it's their jurisdiction.
Could we say it's a crime, but they don't? If we say it's probably a crime, but they say it's not a crime.
But also they, oh my gosh, my brain is not working. But also they would be putting other people at risk, so it would almost be like attempted murder. Maybe
fair enough,
you could argue.
But that's not sabotage.
No, it's not sabotage. It's even more serious, probably.
I'm saying, but the sabotage, if Russia said it wasn't a crime.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's not a crime, right?
Because
who decides what a crime is? It's the state, right?
So it's just them destroying their own tools, basically.
Yeah.
But if
NASA were
to
say,
the
USA were to say, this is attempted murder of our astronauts, that would be a crime.
Yeah, I see your point.
Yeah.
But that whole incident was, wasn't it thought to be designed poorly back on Earth?
Yeah, like there was a... Was it like that? There was a...
Someone had drilled into it by mistake
and
covered it up.
Yeah, put some glue on it and the glue had frozen in space and then just popped off.
Yeah.
That was really the...
Wow.
But I love that one because if that were a cover-up by Russia of the potential sabotage, it's Russia falling back on the old stereotype of the Cold War. Like, yes, all our engineers are useless.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was that story. What do you think?
Yeah.
Crime.
I like it.
Interesting.
I like it. Interesting to see what happens. My guess is not much.
Yeah.
But
I love that this kind of stuff is becoming more and more normal. And it's going to be interesting to see in the next like 5-10 years.
Yeah.
What else happens in space? And
And there'll be a pretty big debrief of like, come on, sort your shit out. You've trained for this your whole life. Don't do stupid stuff.
I imagine there will be a crackdown on future astronauts now. Just saying, by the way, guys, don't do this. But remember, in space, no one can hear you access someone else's bank account.
That's it. And that is the real moral of the story.
What do you guys think at home? Is this the first space crime? And if it is, is it a good one? or is it just a bit underwhelming?
Yeah, maybe the latter.
If you were an astronaut and you had to commit a crime, what crime would you commit?
Yeah. How would you get away with it?
Please let us know in the comments below. And speaking of your comments...
Nice segue.
Alex, have you got any YouTube comments?
Done anything for us?
You always assume it's me.
Yeah,
you
I always do.
You're pretty good.
I do have some.
You're pretty good at this.
So we do about 30% of the time. You're always there with the comments.
I think Robin's got a couple this week.
I do have a couple. Mostly from last week's podcast.
Cool.
Michael Findlay said... I have an idea for another In Plain Sight episode.
Ah, yes.
There are two up on the channel at the moment. One where we follow the footsteps of Jack the Ripper. Another one where we look for ghosts in the Epping Forest.
You should watch both of them.
Yeah,
a lot of work went into
it. We have another one coming out soon. Tease. Anyway, Michael Findlay says, you should go to Loch Ness and get the boat tour or something and see if you can catch any footage of anything that resembles the fabled Loch Ness monster.
I mean, that's a great suggestion. I'd love to do that. That'd be amazing.
So sounds really good. That's really good.
I'd love to go to the lochs anyway.
Yeah.
He also says, I live in Scotland, so I'd happily come along to help out or even just to meet you guys and say hi. I'm a huge fan of your channel.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
We've had a couple of suggestions recently. I commented on someone's Twitter and they spoke about they were cycling through Rendlesham. Forest.
Yes, that'll be
and
good.
They said there's actually you can go around the forest and see the sites of the of the UFO encounter. So
that would be great.
One of those or both. We could be doing
definitely both at some point.
Yeah,
same episode.
Actually, which one would you prefer to see? Would you up to Loch Ness or UFO hunting? You know, let us know that too.
Yeah, vote in the poll above. And then I have another comment. Again, about last week's episode. The quiz last week, which I hosted, had a Scotland and Ireland theme. And Michael Carrillo says, it was a question, no mention of Cú Chulainn or the Land of Shadows? And their reactions are exactly why I didn't mention those things.
No.
Maybe bring them up on the next Irish Scottish quiz.
Yes.
In a million years' time. So I've got a couple of comments. So Nom de Plume says, you guys look like you have a lot of fun making this podcast. I wish I could be in the bunker with you guys. Do you need an American perspective on things?
You know what? We'd love an American perspective on things. And I don't know about you guys, but I really enjoy coming to the bunker and recording this podcast as well. Fun.
Yeah, I could take it or leave it. No, it's good fun every week. Yeah, I really enjoy doing this.
I'm glad you enjoy listening to us having fun because, I really enjoy this. And it's even better when the camera's switched off.
Why did you say that? Why did you make it really weird?
Why? We just talk about PlayStation. That's all I was talking about. Fair. You filthy guys.
And then referring to last week's podcast, and we spoke about Trump and Greenland, Jake Sommer says, it'd be pretty cool to have Greenland and be able to go there on vacation.
I think you can go there anyway. You don't have to have
pretty
it.
Pretty sure.
Maybe flights would be more direct.
Yeah. It's one of those countries, isn't it, where it's like there's one flight there every 3 months or something mad, isn't
no,
it?
No, really?
Or maybe more frequent.
It's going to be more frequent than that, but yeah. I get what you're trying to say.
Tourism is not a huge thing there.
Yeah.
It would be nice to go.
Yeah. It would be nice, but that's probably why they don't want Trump to buy the country, in fairness.
Yeah. That's the thing. I know that Iceland, a lot of the locals in Iceland, different country, of course, have had issue with tourists going over there. Mm. And, I mean, for the start, I think it was just mainly geography trips, schools going over there and looking at the glaciers and stuff. But now I think a lot of Instagram people, influencers go over there and just more concerned about taking the perfect pic as opposed to actually studying and enjoying the actual beauty of it.
But, I mean, that's tourism everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But as you can imagine, an island of not that many people in terms of Iceland, not that many inhabitants, it does become an issue. If you think that people are disrespecting your land.
True, very true. Yeah.
Any more comments?
I can read another one if you want.
Yeah.
Bochani H says, sending those daily positive vibes from Houston, everyone.
Hey, thank you.
I commented on this one because he always comments on our podcast. And I just want to say thanks.
Thank you.
Those positive vibes really,
I didn't realize you were sending them, but I think we can feel them.
Bring
so
them
that's
up,
great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've seen them. I have seen them. I've witnessed this firsthand.
On a slightly less positive note, I have a comment from...
do we want to end on a slightly less positive one?
Go on then.
Well, it's fine. The big man metal detecting says, as a Scot, we would be happy to be sold off if it meant avoiding the shitstorm that is Brexit.
I perfectly agree.
Yeah.
Fair play.
I think the case for Scottish independence is
a lot stronger now, isn't it?
Stronger than ever, isn't it? Yeah. If I was Scottish, I'd just be like, let's just move from this.
Yeah.
I think it cannot get much worse.
The most recent poll, I think, said it was just over 50% now support Scottish independence.
I'm not surprised at all. Whether it actually make things better is another matter.
Good luck to them. But it's understandable why they would want it. Mm. But I thought that was interesting because it's like we were asking about should you buy a country? But then if someone says, we'll happily be bought by you, then I guess, then yeah.
Yeah, but that was the thing, wasn't it? With Greenland, it was very much not up to the Danes. Yeah, Danes.
Yeah,
but up to the Greenlanders themselves.
Yeah, I was just thinking like the Greenlish. Did we go with the Greenlish?
Greenlanderish.
Greenland Islanders. I don't know.
Greenlanders works.
Greenlanders.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 that works. That's fair enough. I kind of agree. Cool. Again, not sure it would help in the long run, but best of luck. Best of luck.
Best of luck to all of you.
Mm.
And with that, I should move on to my story.
Oh, yes. Oh, please. Yeah.
Okay, so I have quite the story for you.
Yeah.
Quite the hair-raising story.
It'll
make sense in a minute. So
I think I got it.
It makes sense. Don't worry. So a story's come out of Spain where a hospital has given 17 children, mostly babies, the wrong drug.
Oh.
They were meant to give them a drug that was meant to cure their reflux. So a lot of babies get like acid reflux.
They're
sick as a result.
Bad for them, yeah.
And instead, they've given the children a medicine which is meant to cure hair loss.
Oh, dear.
Yes. So this mix-up has meant that a lot of the children have then developed like loads of excess hair on their bodies.
No.
And so they're calling these the werewolf babies
Oh, my word. Oh, God.
I mean, this is a terrible, terrible mix-up. So they found that the treatment actually contained something called minoxidil, which is a medication used for the treatment of hair loss. And they found that these bad batches of this, what was meant to be this reflux drug, came from a laboratory that had put this medication in a container that was marked omeprazole, which is the stuff that's used for reflux.
Oh, so it wasn't the staff made the mix-up. It was the company producing the drugs.
They put this in the wrong bottle.
That's really bad.
Not going to be ordering from them again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So basically, this company, as a result, has been shut down for the time being.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough.
This Pharma Quimica. Pharma Quimica Sur, their supplier of this active ingredient. They made a mistake, which emerged in June, but it's only been reported upon now.
Oh, right.
So a bit like the space crime.
Are the children all right?
They're okay. The children are fine, but they have...
They've all been given Gillette razors, and they're fine.
Yeah, so they
can you even see the babies underneath all the hair? Are they like little cousin its from Adam's family, you know? Just a question, genuine question.
So yeah, they haven't raised pictures of the babies, as you'd imagine.
Ah.
Understandable.
For obvious reasons. But yeah, so they've all developed hypertrichosis, which is the official term of having loads of excess hair on the body.
Oh.
Now, I did a bit of research into hypertrichosis, and there's tons of different examples of it. But the most common types are basically when it's genetic. So it comes from parents.
Mm.
And so I had a quick look into famous examples of this. And found one that you might be familiar with.
Teen Wolf?
No.
Oh.
Hmm. Just wait till it loads.
Yeah. What would it be like if you're the parent and your baby's ill, you're paranoid about your newborn baby's health, and then you wake up one morning and it's just a hairball.
Covered in hair. Yeah. I also didn't realize hair loss drugs were that effective.
Yeah.
I thought they were pretty rubbish.
No. Yeah, exactly.
So presumably they're really small doses.
It seems like this, especially on children. Seems to have actually...
Do we know if the effects are permanent or can they be reversed? Or is it just temporary until the drug's out of the system?
So the effects aren't permanent.
Okay.
They've actually been given another drug which has, prevented this from continuing. And of course they're taken off.
Yes.
The drug that they shouldn't have been on in the first place.
Yeah.
But crazy, right, how a pharmaceutical company can get it so wrong.
That's a massive mistake, yeah.
Yeah.
Were there lots of lawsuits about this, or will there be? Because, this seems like quite a big mistake.
There will be. They've been suspended from obviously supplying drugs.
Yeah.
As you'd expect. But we'll see whether they'll go further in terms of actually suing them. I imagine there will be a lawsuit against them.
Yeah. Parents will want damages, right?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
It's bad, and it's fortunate that there was nothing more permanent or like more permanent damage. Because this could have been so much worse, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. If they carried on taking it for a really extended period of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. It could have been some really, really horrendous damage.
It must be horrible.
I mean, the one thing that is quite good about it is that it tends to be fairly obvious when you get hypertrichosis, right?
That's some obvious symptoms. Yeah.
Yeah. That's saving grace. Silver lining. There was some exactly. obvious hint that something was wrong rather than finding out in 5-10 years time. Yeah, that would be bad, wouldn't it? I bet you there's going to be some kids who will grow up into hairy adults, and it'll be like the parents will always be like, it's because of the drugs you had when you were a baby.
Mm. Yeah, most likely. So I had a look.
That's what my parents told me. You just got given the wrong drugs when you were a baby.
So looking into hypertrichosis, it took me into some pretty in-depth research into famous examples of people that had this because it's pretty fascinating stuff, right? People have hair all over the body. It's pretty crazy. And one of the most famous examples is of Fedor Jeffichu, who became known as Jojo the Dog Face Boy.
Oh,
I have heard of that.
Yes.
What a great name.
Exactly. And he was part of P.T. Barnum's circus.
Oh.
So in the past, a lot of people have had this.
Yeah.
Have found pretty easy and quite lucrative work being in circuses.
Kind of pigeonholed a bit though, aren't you?
Yeah, slightly pigeonholed and also exploited too.
Yeah.
But he went and worked for
P.T. Barnum.
For P.T. Barnum.
The greatest show on earth.
Exactly. Yeah, the greatest showman. for those who haven't seen it. I'm sure, but I'm sure pretty much everyone saw that, right? You guys seen it?
No,
I've seen bits of it.
Yeah. No, seen it, enough right? to everyone. Not want to watch the rest.
No, I went to see it, and I was sitting there and I was thinking, this is rubbish. This is truly rubbish.
Yeah.
And two teenage girls, a few rows along, were like, they stood up at the end and were like, that was amazing. And I was like, I'm just the wrong audience.
Yeah.
Maybe it is good, but I'm the wrong audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. So this unfortunate young boy turned man. He actually changed his name to Dogface Man as he got older. So he got this this hair all over his body from his father, who shared the same condition.
Oh, really?
So he was born in St. Petersburg and became part of Barnum's troop as a teenager in the US in 1884. So basically, he went and worked with Barnum, going around in the circus.
Hmm.
But Barnum most certainly exploited him by making him growl at at those coming and witnessing the circus and kind of acting like a dog, when actually he was just basically a standard bloke who could speak both Russian, German, and then developed his English as well. So quite a clever person.
Yeah.
But of course, he made up this elaborate story that Jojo had been brought up wild in the forests of Russia and had been found by two hunters and then brought in. You know, this elaborate story.
Mm.
Of course.
Do you think what was the illness called again? Sorry,
hypertrichosis.
Hypertrichosis. Do you think this is where the old kind of old folk tales of werewolves originate from?
Makes you wonder. Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Quite possibly.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about it. These people that have been shunned by society, they probably feel quite embarrassed about the situation as well.
Yeah.
So then, you know, they spend a lot of their time alone and without human interaction. People don't necessarily know what they're like as people.
Yeah.
Because they've been so isolated.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know if it's caused by, is it a genetic mutation or is it like an ancestral gene that's activated?
I don't know for sure. Yeah. I'll have a look for you.
Yeah, I'm just curious because obviously we never had that much hair on our bodies, but humans at one point in our evolution had lots of hair.
Yes. And of course we still do, but it tends to be very, very fine, doesn't it?
Yeah. I remember someone classifying it once, like we have fur or we don't have fur. I can't remember.
You have fur or we don't.
There's like a distinction between dogs have fur, don't they? So we're furless apes, I think is what the distinction is.
Yes.
Not
sometimes
hairless.
It doesn't feel like that, but
depending on who you are.
If I haven't shaved for a few weeks, then
yeah, we can't see you. why is there a hedge walking around the office? Oh, it's just Alex. He hasn't shaved.
Yeah.
So Jojo, was one of the most famous and probably most exploited ones out there. Yeah. Although P.T. Barnum Circus was actually very, very successful. So
yeah, they got paid quite well.
Yeah, they got paid pretty well. I mean, unfortunately, he then died of pneumonia in the early 20th century. So didn't end up too well for him.
Mm.
But I was just interested what your thoughts were about people like this being used in things like circuses, even if it's their will because they're making decent money. Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, it's very hard to make a kind of...
Wow. Yeah.
This is a trap, isn't it?
Because
obviously, if these people are happy and they consent to do this, then that's okay. But if they're consenting in the context of they have no other option, that's bad. It's like... I don't know if this is an insensitive comparison, but it's like sex workers today. You get legitimate sex workers, working strip clubs and stuff like that. And it's like, that's a legitimate job. They can do that. It's their choice. But sometimes when you ask them, they never really had a choice. They had a terrible upbringing and they had no education or something like that. And you have to wonder, are they being exploited or are they empowered?
Because
a lot
of people, I'm sure that there's a massive... There are people from all walks of life who end up doing that kind of work for a variety of reasons.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So, that would be
so maybe
position.
Maybe not. Yeah. Okay, interesting. And in terms of back to the original news story, I mean, obviously this is terrible. What do you think can be done to prevent this in the future? Like, obviously people have to be much stricter on the pharmaceutical companies on what they're producing for a start. Yeah. But
I mean, assume it's the same in Spain as it is pretty much everywhere else in the West, which is it's self-regulating, right? The industry regulates itself.
Pretty much.
And the government occasionally says, oi, regulate better.
Yeah.
But there's still no actual independent body that's saying, we're keeping an eye on things. Mm. So these mistakes, I mean, I don't know. What's the proportion? What's the statistic like on how frequently this kind of mistake occurs? This is a rhetorical question.
It seems incredibly rare. I mean, this one has definitely been brought to the fore because it's children.
Yeah.
And because it's quite sensationalist in terms of their babies that have supposedly been turned into werewolves.
Yeah.
So that's why, that's probably why I came across the news story. Yeah.
So what do you think?
I'm sure mistakes are probably more prevalent than we know about.
Is there a certain statistical amount that we can accept, though, given that it's presumably impossible? Yeah. Do you think so?
I mean, you'd expect it to be practically non-existent, especially because it's been put just in the wrong bottle.
Simple mistake. Shouldn't happen.
But the thing is, I think while humans are still running these organizations and running the management of them, mistakes are always going to happen. They're always going to be made. You just have to incentivize or de-incentivize, like, to take extra precautions and make sure, especially with industries like pharmaceuticals, where a mistake could literally kill someone if they take the wrong pill.
Yeah,
they have to be extra careful. And
that could have been anything in there. If it's a hair loss drug, it could have been anything.
Right? Yeah. And the punishment for making a mistake should be pretty severe.
Yeah.
Just to like make sure companies are taking extra precaution, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the NHS, they include a dossier each year with errors that happened the previous year in terms of medical practice, slightly different in terms of medical practice, in medical practices across the NHS. And in the US, they do similar things. But it's ironically called the Never Should Happen dossier, I believe. It's something very... But then, of course, it's produced every year.
Something happens every year that shouldn't.
And there's a hospital, wasn't there? I think it was in New Hampshire, in the US, where... They amputated the wrong arm.
Yeah.
Or what was it? No, they operated on the wrong side of the brain like over a dozen times within a 3-year period at the same hospital.
Oh, no.
Just stop it. Just stop doing this.
My dad had this experience in Britain.
Did he?
Some decades ago, but he was in hospital for an operation on his arm or upper back or something like that, but he was drugged and he was put under and he's kind of delirious, and this doctor comes along, takes out a felt-tip pen, looking at his chart, and just starts putting X's and circles on my dad's legs.
Oh my god.
And my dad's just like, what's going on in his delirious state?
Yeah.
And luckily he's like just with it enough to ask the nurse and say, what is the doctor doing? She says, oh, he's marked you up for your amputation. And
my
my dad is like, I'm not getting amputated. And luckily the nurse is like,
shit.
Nurse thinks you're just high from the anesthetic, but okay, I'll just double check.
Oh my god!
And it's like, oh no, that's the wrong chart he was looking at.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't said that, Robin. You'd be a millionaire now.
Yeah,
if you
could
you could have soon got one. Yeah.
That's insane.
I know.
What?
I think if ever I need get amputated or like something amputated, I'm just going to write on the limb.
Do it yourself.
Just take this one.
There was that funny case where someone had drawn over their own body, not this, and drawn all over their body, like what to not to take.
Wow.
I mean, that's terrifying. A precaution and, worth and, taking,
like,
maybe.
In the surgery, like they rolled them over.
Yeah.
And then on their back, it just said, all this. Drawn literally all over themselves. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
But it's one thing that's always paranoid me. I mean, I'm lucky that I never had to go into hospital for major surgery, but I've always thought, like, when you're unconscious for those few hours where they're doing major surgery on you, you've got to have complete trust that the system works.
Oh, yeah.
Right, complete trust.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and the problem is, I'm sure you have the same thing. Once you've been through university education, you know people who are doctors and who are doing major things.
Who have done stupid things.
Yes, and part of you are always like, I'm sure you're a brilliant person who's very professional, but I'm glad I'm not in the hospital near you.
Yeah. But then those people are now everywhere.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, they are people, aren't they?
Yeah.
People make mistakes. But just trying to reduce these and having incentives for, of course, doing a good job, but also pretty hefty...
penalties for
when mistakes happen.
Is it too simple a solution, but just introduce a universal rule everywhere that says you cannot produce and package different drugs in the same factory?
I mean, we'd have thousands of factories.
Yeah, but is it worth it, though? Is it worth it? Just say,
would that even alleviate the mistakes? I mean,
Just to avoid that kind of mix-up happening.
Obviously, I don't know for sure this has happened, but they've obviously been making that previous drug maybe on the same production line,
yeah.
and then they've just made the other one, but then, okay, well, that's we shut down that, but the bottles that are in the machine are still
going the
through.
Old ones, yeah.
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 Maybe. I mean, that seems like the most obvious thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure if, because, I mean, thousands of different drugs are produced, right? So I don't know if that's necessarily feasible. I don't know. Maybe they should just test batches.
Yeah. So you got this poor person who's the drug tester.
Oh, my, for everything.
He's like covered in hair, werewolf syndrome.
I meant like testing it in a lab, like under controlled situations. I didn't mean just like popping pills left and right.
Jim, what's this one? Oh, it's some cancer drug. Oh, doesn't have cancer. Pop in the back.
I think my liver's eating itself.
Fucking
I can feel part of my brain falling away like wet cake.
Yeah. I've had 52 heart attacks and three brain seizures.
Amputated legs just sewn into them. I'm a monster.
Is that your son? No, it's just a growth on my back.
Oh, God.
Okay, anyway, before this goes off the rails.
Let's not do that. let's have testers.
Let's do a quiz because this is bizarre. But anyway, pretty crazy story.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have
Thanks
happened.
For drawing our attention to it.
Werewolves, P.T. Barnum, etc. Quiz.
Quiz time.
Okay, you ready for a quiz?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome to the weekly quiz, guys. As always, there will be 10 questions followed by a bonus question. Ooh. There is a theme to this week's quiz.
Ooh.
And there's no points for guessing, but I want to see how quickly it takes for you to guess what it is. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. So show me your buzzers. Martin?
Baby monkey, riding on a pig, baby monkey. Yeah, baby Thank monkey, you. Old school. That was...
Going to have that way stuck in my head all day. Back,
what, 10 years ago, roughly?
Wow.
A long time ago.
Gosh. Well, my buzzer is how that pig probably felt.
Yeah. The monkey's quite big. Yeah.
Wilhelm scream.
Good old Wilhelm.
Okay. So question one. I'm optimistic this should be quite an easy quiz, but play along at home. See how far you get.
Yeah, tell us your scores in the comments or by email.
I'm going to email you.
Question one. At the time of recording, how many people have said they're either going or interested in going to the Raid Area 51 Facebook event?
Oh,
closest wins. Oh, so it's both
from recording. Oh, I haven't looked at it in
so
ages.
It's, I know it's quite old now, but who have said they're going or interested in going?
Shall I go first? Or do you want to go first?
Well, it's just whoever buzzes, right?
Yeah, I'll wait then.
Oh, because closest wins.
Yeah. Yeah. What was it on before, like last time you had?
Oh, well, it's gone.
Strategic timing. What a shame. I'm going to go for. I reckon it's jumped a bit. I'm going to go for 1.9 million people.
Okay.
Well, I was going to go for 2 million, so I'll stick with 2 million.
Okay.
Robin is closer. It is now at 3.5 million.
Wow,
but in fairness, the breakdown of that is 2 million people have said they're going. So you're spot on the money. And then 1.5 million people have said that they're interested in going.
Oh, you didn't say interested.
I kind of genuinely hope they all go. I really do.
See what happens.
About
15
a massacre
people
of 2 million people. Yeah.
Even Trump couldn't get away with that, surely.
Okay, question two.
Right.
Silvio Berlusconi was the prominent politician at the heart of the Bunga Bunga sex scandal.
It's just too embarrassing.
But can you tell me the football team he was the president of for years?
I just want to listen to it a bit. Was it Inter Milan? No, it wasn't.
Okay. I don't know football.
Robin, you guess first, and then we'll.
I don't know football well enough.
Okay,
but...
that's fine. Just hold on. So, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say Milan FC.
No.
Okay.
Okay, you're thinking are Inter and AC Milan the same thing?
AC Milan. Yeah. Is that right?
That's what I meant when I said.
Was it the same thing?
Milan FC.
No, they're different club.
Okay, good.
They did play at the same ground.
Just different Milan. Milan clubs.
Well done.
Fair enough. Okay, so that's one all at the moment.
What's the theme?
Question three.
So there's Berlusconi, AC Milan, and
Area 51. People going to storm Area 51.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Sex scandals, isn't it? Bunga Bunga, Stormy Daniels.
That's not correct, no.
Darn.
Oh, but that's good. Storm Area 51, yeah.
Nice.
Question three. Can you tell me the US state where the infamous Polybius arcade game was said to have been placed by the Men in Black?
Another clicker.
Was it in Portland?
That's the town, isn't it?
Oregon. Oh. Oregon.
Oh, what?
It's Oregon.
Even the town.
I asked for the state, I'm afraid.
Fine. Fine.
It is Portland, Oregon. Yes, that is correct, Robin. That's 2-1 to Robin.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
It's going to be a close one.
Yeah, fine.
This one might be tricky. Probably the trickiest one.
It's Oregon.
Question four. What does HARP stand for?
Is it high altitude aerial reconnaissance research?
Oh, let's go with the first answer.
Program? No.
It's close. You've got three of the words there. I'm not sure how to divvy this up now.
High altitude atmospheric research project. I can't remember the P.
It's project.
You have a go.
That's incorrect, but if you would like to.
No, that's right.
Like
it's all good. It's all good.
You're not going to have a guess?
No.
No, go ahead. I don't mind if you get that right word. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm not giving Robin the point for that because he is wrong. Sorry.
Damn.
High altitude makes sense.
I think I've said this so many times on the channel. By the way, I know what the theme
high
is.
Altitude,
so good theme.
Research.
Hmm?
High altitude research. No, there's another one. High.
Research is one of the words. Yeah. And I'll say the P is program.
Program, yeah.
So I got that right.
So the first bit's wrong.
It's not high altitude.
High intensity.
Not high intensity, but that's a good,
it's high
good
something.
Guess. It is high something. I'll tell you.
It's not an I, is it? What are you talking about?
Well, no, because the A isn't also a follow-on from... it's like a high something, but it's just the H.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's the High Frequency, Active Auroral Research Program.
Well, okay.
Oh, yeah. Auroral.
Makes sense. So
the frequency is one that I love American. Their love of acronyms. Yeah, we're just going to ignore this word.
Mm.
Nice one. And so, the theme is topics on our podcasts.
That is the theme. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. So 2-1 to Robin still. What was the last one?
Yeah. Yeah, I stole Portland, Oregon from
Yeah.
Okay.
Apologies to everyone at home who thinks we know what we're talking about. We just forget.
Question five. What was the exact date that the first video was ever uploaded to YouTube?
The exact date?
Closest wins.
Ever.
Okay, you can go first this time.
Thanks. June 23rd, 2006.
Okay.
I think the first was actually 2005, because then they did 2006 was when they properly launched it, wasn't it? So I'm going to say 2005. I'm going to go for September 2005.
I believe Martin is closer.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's April 23rd, 2005. So that's right.
You'd
be closer, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I was in 2006. So yeah.
Yeah. Oh. That makes sense.
Earlier than I expected.
Yeah.
Obviously. redundant statement there.
I believe it was I can't remember the name of the video, but it was someone at the zoo.
Yeah, he's at the zoo.
It was the founder
at the zoo.
Yeah, yeah.
The original. I can't remember his name.
Ba bum.
Cool, so that's 2-2 as we go on to question six.
Ooh.
What supposedly connects Donald Trump with a time traveler named John Titor?
What connects them?
Trump is also a time traveler?
Well, I'm not going to accept that.
Could Trump be John Titor?
That is correct, yes.
Oh, that's
if
the
Martin
theory.
Didn't get Portland, I'm sorry, I can't accept
that. No, that's perfectly acceptable. I wasn't in that podcast.
Yeah.
In your defense, that is true.
Tough.
But yeah, they are allegedly the same person
yeah.
according to conspiracy theorists online.
Yes.
Because Trump's Uncle John investigated Tesla's files when Tesla died.
He did indeed. He found a time machine.
And he could have, the theory is he stumbled across plans for a time machine, which then Donald gained access to and became the legendary time traveler John Titor.
Wasn't it John Trump or was it Eric Trump?
John Trump was the one who researched
Tesla's hotel room. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so that is 3-2 to Martin now?
Yes.
As we go on to question 7.
Oh, no.
American labor union leader Jimmy Hoffa was convicted of jury tampering, attempted bribery and fraud, and sentenced to 13 years in prison. However, can you tell me which U.S. president commuted his sentence?
It was Richard Nixon.
Obviously. Who else would it have been? Yeah. Classic Nixon. That is correct. So that's 3-3. Ooh, as we go into question 8, a very close
tight,
one.
Getting tight.
It is indeed.
Question 8. Texas nightclub owner Jack Ruby died in 1967.
Yeah.
But before he died, can you tell me what crime he was found guilty of?
Oh. Oh, yeah.
This is a trick question because he certainly wasn't found guilty of killing Lee Harvey Oswald because he died before he went to trial.
No.
So.
I think.
Do you want to have a guess?
Embezzlement.
Is that what you're guessing? That is incorrect.
Was it? What's the word? Jury tampering, like threatening the jury.
Incorrect.
He's a gangster, wasn't he? Gangstering.
That's incorrect.
I wasn't going to guess.
Into drugs? Something to do drugs?
I mean, might have been misleading because he probably was found guilty of things before in his life, but this was relating to the whole Lee Harvey Oswald thing.
Oh, right. Specifically
with regards to that crime, what was he found guilty of? No guess? You were thinking the right thing earlier, Robin.
Was it really? He was found guilty of killing...
Well, no one's had that guess.
Okay.
Go for it.
Was he found guilty of murdering Lee Harvey Oswald?
Oh, no. No, he wasn't. Okay, I'm telling you.
I'm so confused now.
This was a trick question. You kind of were along the right lines. He wasn't found guilty of anything. He died an innocent man because he was tried, found guilty for killing him, but then
isn't that what he said?
The conviction was overturned because...
He said he wasn't found guilty of anything.
But you didn't. I said, do you want to have a guess? And you said embezzlement. You were so close. But
very
clever.
You tricked me. Very good.
I didn't trick you.
He's absolutely fuming.
I didn't trick you. You didn't guess. I even said you're along the right lines. He died an innocent man because his conviction was overturned because he couldn't get a fair trial. And then while awaiting for a new trial, he died.
Got cancer, didn't he?
Yeah. So there you go.
There you go, right.
Jack Ruby, totally innocent, but not really. He did kill Lee Harvey Oswald.
I know. He wasn't found guilty. There's nothing to suggest he actually did that.
He quite possibly threaned a jury.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah.
Probably.
Also may have embezzled something.
Okay, so I think that's still 3-3.
Is it 3-3? I thought Martin was... If it's 3-3, I'm happy with that. Yeah, okay.
Let's have a look.
Question 10?
Yep.
We go on to question 9.
Ooh, 9.
Ooh, there's still a chance to draw. Yay. Okay.
Can you tell me...
This is the next question.
This is the next question. Oof.
Tense.
Can you tell me the name of the city that fell victim to a dancing plague in the summer of 1518?
Oh. Strasbourg.
It was Strasbourg, yes.
Been there. It's nice.
Been there.
I did no dancing whatsoever.
I know, they're not so bothered by the dancing plague these days.
No, true.
So that's 4-3 to Martin. I'm so sorry, Robin.
It's fine.
You were so close to
getting it. No, I didn't mind. It's great.
We still win.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
One to tie and then the bonus.
Yeah, I feel like this is not going to happen. I think you've got it.
Oh, this is my double bluff there. Playing the reverse psychology card.
Question 10.
Okay.
You should both be able to get this.
Oh.
I would advise maybe just having a think.
Okay.
Before you buzz in.
Think before you drink.
Question 10. I'm guessing by now you have both guessed the theme of this quiz.
Yes.
Yeah, you got it?
No buzzers, Karen.
And in that case, I'm sure you can tell me what was the first topic, the topic of the first podcast we ever recorded.
Oh my gosh.
we ever recorded.
Okay.
Why do I not know this off the top of my head?
Let's have a think.
What was the first thing we did?
I'm surprised, actually. This was fresh in my mind.
Not that.
This is how much attention we all pay.
This is awful.
This podcast. This is interesting.
Because this is like, this is number 42 now? 43. Yeah. 43. This is podcast 43.
We've gone past the meaning of life. 43 of these and things. And we're on 43.
I believe.
I'm just trying to think of thumbnails,
I
right?
I did it? Yeah, I'm going through like thumbnails in my head. What was it?
First one.
First thumbnail was the three of us sat. So it actually doesn't give us a clue to the topic because it's just a picture of us three in the basement.
That's true.
In the bunker. So the topic was...
I'm going to give another guess. Oh.
JFK, Cure for Cancer, and JFK...
Yes. That is incorrect.
No. What? Cure for Cancer?
No. The question I said...
First.
What was the topic of the first podcast we ever recorded?
So we recorded one before
then. We did.
I mean, yeah, we did, but we didn't put it up, did we?
Mm.
Recorded a pilot. What was the pilot episode? Alex.
My word.
Come on.
Alex, you just, this is just a character assassination, exposing my memory
well,
for
I
the
think
Swiss
got
cheese
it,
that
so
is.
So let's just say I win, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, I have no clue. Really?
Could have been... No, I'm trying to think. So the ones that have gone up, Mary Celeste's gone up, Dyatlov's gone up.
Mm.
No, that was later.
Your thing,
that
was way later. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, go ahead.
It was the unaired Princess Diana pilot episode.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, we recorded a Princess Diana one, but I guess we were still working out teething problems with it all, so it never went up.
What
but,
was it? Do you not remember what else was discussed other than Diana? Like, what was the news?
Don't remember.
What was the
all.
News then?
What was the news that week?
I don't know what the
what
news
was the
recall.
News that week.
I don't. Yeah, I have no idea. Oof. But yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Just so you folks at home know that we haven't denied you any Princess Diana goodies. We made a video recently about the mysteries of Princess Diana, including some new ones that have recently come up. So just go to our YouTube channel and check it out.
Or we'll probably put a link in, maybe.
That might also happen on the YouTube video. But if you're listening to us, you might have to head over to YouTube.
Yeah. Or we could put a link in the description for the podcast. What?
Whoa.
Yeah,
technology allows us to do that.
Yeah, it does.
That's incredible.
Mm. Yeah.
Think of it. We live in an age where people are committing crimes in space, and you can put links to YouTube videos
and
in a podcast description.
Minority Report's coming true as well.
Oh, is it?
Targeted advertising.
Oh, right, yeah.
Touchscreen.
Oh, that bit, yeah.
Mm.
I mean, okay, I thought you meant the whole precogs, like predicting the crime. I was literally like, have I missed something today? Like, what's just been announced?
We should have definitely mentioned that.
So what was the bonus question?
Well, it's 4-3 to Martin. Bonus question follows on from the... kind of wraps up the whole podcast themed
what is
quiz.
The topic of today's podcast?
Between the three of us, excluding guest episodes,
how many have we done?
How many have we, quizzes.
Who has won the most amount of quizzes in these podcasts?
Okay, well.
I went through every single...
Did you actually count?
Every single one that we did, and I made a note of who won.
So I'd say my ratio is probably quite good, but I don't think I've beat... I think I've done quite a lot of quizzes.
Yeah, you've done
probably
loads,
done
yeah.
quite a few, so I don't think I'm. I don't think
Alex,
I'll be top.
Alex is the winner because he had that hot streak for the first half of the year.
He's asking this question.
Yeah.
Essay.
In fairness, I've had this quiz written for a while, and I think when when I wrote it, the answers were different. So
really, I've won a few recently.
Yeah, it's definitely not me. It's you.
I don't think it's me.
It's Alex.
Yeah, I know for Alex too. Yeah.
Well, you are correct.
There we go.
Well, do you want the
Alex
do you want
the
results?
Let's have the breakdown. Do you want
yeah,
to
give us a
how
breakdown,
many,
yeah.
how many quizzes we've done each as well, just so I don't get so bad.
Oh, I don't know that.
Oh, we didn't count that because we've had guests. The real twist would have been if Chris from 101 Facts has the most quiz victories, given he's only been on 3 episodes and he hosted one quiz. That would be quite impressive. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How many have you got?
Well, how about who do you think's winning between you two?
Martin?
I'm going to go for Robin.
It is Martin, but only by just. In fact, it's very close in total. So I'm on 13, Martin's on 11, Robin, you're on 9, which given, you know, you have access to download all information from the internet whenever you want, it's pretty surprising.
It's a fine art, pretending to be human. Human error is an important part of the game.
Well done, Alex. You're the... actually, I've just won that one, so add that to my tally.
12, yeah. So
catching up.
That's interesting. Now I'm annoyed you've put a tally on it now because you're going to have to keep track of that.
Yeah, I'll be keeping track of this, yeah.
Yeah.
I will remain the champion. You went through a period of winning. Yeah. I think it was from like the beginning of the year, wasn't it? Until like March, you won.
Yeah, it was ages.
Quiz.
Just won, like, forever,
seven in a
yeah.
row.
I think without that, I'd definitely not be doing better.
Although,
what happened?
Sad to inform our listeners and our viewers that Alex is going away for a few weeks, so he won't
so
be
we
appearing.
Have a chance.
You've got a chance.
He won't be appearing in a few podcasts, so we'll rig this, Martin. You can win the next three quizzes. Okay. And get 14.
No.
So
these are two, next these two? Are only when we're just all on. We're all here. That's the rule.
Oh, really?
That's the rule. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
It's all right.
No guest episodes.
When I'm editing these, I'll just get Alex from previous episodes on screen.
That would be dedication. That'd
that would
be
great.
Worth,
so you're
worth
giving the wrong answers, and you'd legitimately lose the quiz.
yeah.
Fair enough.
But well done, Martin. A victory.
Oh,
well,
thank you.
Well deserved.
Thank you very much.
Well
thank
deserved.
You. Thank you.
Good quiz. I like that quiz.
It was good. It was very good. Thank you. Very good. Very good.
Might be pretty niche. More for us than our listeners. But
I like it. It also underlines the fact that we can't remember much.
Well, we've been doing this. It's coming up to a year now that we've been doing these.
The podcast, yeah. Well, of course, it's been 6.5 years pretty much since we started the channel. So it's that's the thing, like Martin says, like we're constantly doing stuff every single week, and my brain definitely functions in the kind of useful information is retained. If it's not immediately useful,
I think that's
it goes
most
out.
People. Yeah, I think that's most people. Some things stay better than others. But yeah.
Like rugby union facts?
Rugby union facts. I mean, sport, if a question of sport, the UK quiz show, I like watching that because I'm actually quite good at it. But other than that, any other quiz show?
I'd be terrible at that.
Question of sport, acronym for that is QOS.
Yes.
Always reminds me of Quantum of Solace.
Yes.
The best Daniel Craig James Bond movie.
Okay.
Okay.
Quiz question.
Okay.
What's the theme tune of Question of Sport?
That's Quantum Leap. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's it. Or was that Ski Sunday?
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Yeah.
Oh, Ski Sunday.
University Challenge? Is that?
No, that's Ski Sunday. University Challenge is... No, that's the question of sport again.
What's my
problem? Wrap the podcast up.
Yeah.
What about
Simpsons?
Got it.
This is a fun game, actually. Maybe this will be next week's quiz.
Yeah,
well, I'm not going to be here. No, wait, save it for when I get back.
What about...
You've been framed.
I didn't know that one.
Not to be mistaken.
I watch good TV.
Blind Date?
Yep, correct. Silla Black.
Silla Black's still alive, isn't she?
She's dead.
She's dead.
Is she?
You didn't know. About years ago.
The only thing that remains is her teeth.
Yep, and a bright red hair and a set of teeth underneath.
It's like Zool from Ghostbusters, just a skull with red hair. Just that's all that remains. Anyway,
let's keep that whole bit in.
Let's keep that in. All right, well, please let us know your thoughts.
Are we just ending on Cilla Black is like Zool from Ghostbusters? What? So harsh, so uncalled for.
And with that, farewell.
Thank you all for joining us today.
Also, before we go, Patreon.
Yeah.
You can head over and get another mini episode on our Patreon.
We're about to record that now.
We've got, how many episodes have we got of that?
I think we've got almost as many as this, right?
Almost, probably 30 plus.
Yeah.
We have 30 plus episodes and one each week for as little as $1 per month. And of course, there are other tiers if you want to pledge more and get shout outs on the channel and wallpapers,
get some merch or whatever.
And stuff. So head on over, take a look, see what you think. And we're going to record the Patreon exclusive podcast right now.
Right now.
Cool.
Thanks for watching. See you next time.
Bye bye.